meet Mark Slaby, my friend from the Patriot Education Fund. Mark and I have known each other forever. He started the Patriot Education Fund many years ago, and I told him he was nuts. Thankfully, he didn't listen to me. And the mission statement for the Patriot Education Fund is what?
Simply investing in the educational opportunities of our military families.
We've got a big event coming up. It's the annual golf outing. Of course, we raise money and get volunteers all year long. You are nice enough to ask me to MC the event, and it's always fun to do. So we'll talk more about this in just a second, and we're going to meet an actual vet who's benefiting from the program when we come back as well.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
One of the great things about the Patriot Education Fund, and Mark Slaby, you'd back me up on this, is not just the work that you guys do and the money you hand out to help these folks, but just the blessing of meeting them and seeing how their lives change. I mean, there's so many great stories. Just briefly, tell the story of one of the scholarship recipients who's now providing a scholarship of his and his family's own.
You know, that's one of my favorite stories. There was a gentleman, Purple Heart recipient, Navy SEAL, who called us up late one night and said, because of your efforts, because of the support that you've provided not only me, but my wife and my son, it's time for me to relinquish my scholarship and give it back, pay it forward to the person behind me. And I remember it so well because that was something that had never occurred at the time. It was a lot of money. It was around $10,000 or so.
Right.
And it was a life-changing opportunity for him. And then he said, let me just explain. I've secured a fantastic career opportunity. This is the kind of money that I'm making. It's the right thing to do. And when you hear that from not only someone who served, but a Navy SEAL that's a Purple Heart recipient, you listen pretty closely, and we did exactly that. We paid it forward to someone behind him, and That proves our point.
I think back to that first breakfast we had where you said, what if I did this? To think about how far you've come with this in such a short period of time.
Well,
so you guys all should be very proud.
I think about how far we have all come, right, with the support of WGN and so many of the volunteers. It's been very inspiring to see the investments that we've made in our military families.
We've got a teacher here I want you to meet. But prior to being a teacher, he served America. Josue, where did you serve?
So I was a U.S. Army combat medic, and I served 8 years, and I did a tour in Iraq, part of the invasion force, and stayed for the year, and then another tour in Afghanistan in 06-07.
So you came back when?
I came back from Afghanistan as my last tour of duty in end of January, February 2007.
As a medic, you see some pretty terrible things. What shape were you in coming back? I mean, did you go through any of the PTSD-related issues?
Yes, not to the extent that some of my brothers and sisters are suffering currently, but of course a level of anxiety, definitely an issue of reacclimating to civilian life. So that caused stress on my then girlfriend, now wife, our relationship, family. You know, there were some separations that needed to be mended with time.
Sure.
And of course, just being able to adjust to a society that it felt like had moved on without the rest of us who were fighting.
We don't pay enough attention to the spouses and families of and girlfriends and boyfriends of those that serve, and that's one of the main talking points here, and that is that we want to make sure that these families, especially those who've got, good God, if you the ultimate sacrifice, if you've lost somebody who served, but somebody's been terribly injured, and they come back, a basic piece of dignity is being able to take care of your family, and if you can't do that, that's a terrible development. A third level of this comes up, and that's kind of where we are with Josue and others, and that is just filling education dreams, right? Which and you're getting hit with applications all the time now because everybody knows about the Patriot Education Fund.
Yeah, we've been very fortunate with the volunteers that we have now throughout the country that are trying to evangelize our message. And we used to be known as the Illinois Patriot Education Fund, but then the fund continued to grow, and now we're providing scholarship opportunities outside of the borders of Illinois. And, you know, the thing that we try and keep in mind is that we are making investments. Josue is a great example of an investment. Here's a school teacher. Here's someone who's served our country in multiple tours. He has a family, and we passionately believe that these individuals that represent the 1% in this country will continue to be the 1% that 10, 20, 30 years from now will continue to give back to our country, to our community, and we're very honored for the opportunity to be investing in Josue and his family.
And there's a big deal here as well, and that is the post 9/11 GI Bill, well intended, had a huge gap in it, and you got to fill that hole.
Exactly. I mean, it is what it is, right? The government and our local state cannot provide every financial need of our military families, so we believe passionately that private citizens and corporations can step up and do the least to invest in their education to take them into transition of civilian life.
Where do you teach, Josue?
I teach at Alessandra Volta Elementary School on the northwest side in Albany Park.
How old are the kids?
11 to 14 are my particular students.
Oh, boy. And I thought the medic thing was tough.
Yeah, I did too.
Are they good kids?
They are great kids. They just need the opportunity, and I'm glad to be able to be one of the teachers that gives them that.
Is teaching something you always wanted to do?
No. I actually started off, my mother went through nursing school while my father was in Bosnia fighting as a soldier.
So you're second generation military?
I'm actually third.
Wow.
My mother was working, going to school and taking care of me and my brother by herself while my father was off in Bosnia. So she needed help studying her nursing classes. So sure. I would read her nursing books at the time into tape recorders, the first generation Amazon books.
Sure.
And I fell in love with medicine, reading all of her medical books. And so that's why I decided to join both of my parents' occupations into one, and I became an army medic with the intention of either becoming a nurse practitioner or a physician assistant.
So you end up at Roosevelt University. What has the Patriot Education Fund meant to you?
What it does for me is it provides financial freedom for me and my wife. Unfortunately, I was saving to pay for Roosevelt myself. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, I'm a native Puerto Rican, uh-huh. and I had to use my savings in order to help my family recover from the hurricane and,
is that right?
and get my grandmother out of there, which wasn't a cheap plane.
Can't imagine. So life happens, and if not for the Patriot Education Fund, maybe you can't achieve your own dreams.
That is correct. It is absolutely a big, if not the most important thing currently to help me move my career forward and relieve a huge financial burden on my wife and I.
You guys have kids yet?
No, we do not, but we're hoping to start family soon.
If they grow up and say, hey, Dad, I want to join the military, is that going to be okay with you?
Absolutely. I believe there are intangible gifts that we receive as citizens. Our country is not perfect, but it's a far cry than what other people in the world are experiencing. And
so many people are fighting to get in.
Correct. And the beauty of our country is that it's self-assessed, it improves. But the only reason why that's been allowed to happen throughout the history of this country is that men and women are ready to stand to defend that process.
And like so, your dad and like you.
If I have a child that wishes to do that, then I would not only not prevent them from doing it, but I would encourage them and support them and be proud of it.
You're an impressive guy. These are the people, Mark Slaby, that keep you getting up and going after this and juggling life the way you have to with a couple of little kiddos and your own job.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just think about the type of human being that Josue is, who is saving for their nest egg to invest in themselves, and then at a given time, a call for his culture and his country, native country, to go back in and invest into his own family. This is the kind of individual that we very much believe is the right investment, and we're very proud to welcome him to the 2018 scholarship recipients.
How's Grandma now?
Grandma is great. She returned to Puerto Rico. Her house finally got electricity about 2 weeks ago.
God bless her.
And she is very happy to be back.
Well, you're a good kid, and a heck of an example to those kids you teach every day. All right, so what do we need to do? We got a golf tournament coming up at beautiful Medina, Medina Country Club, and this will happen on the day. Well, traditionally, it's the day after Memorial Day. That's when we're doing it, right?
Correct. May 29th. It's always the day after Memorial Day, and we've got a variety of opportunities for folks to still continue to get involved. One of the things that we're really excited about this year is that we're providing corporate opportunities as well as individual opportunities to donate a foursome that would be designated for Purple Heart recipients.
Cool.
This is an opportunity for them to donate and then allow for Purple Heart veterans to come out and enjoy the game of golf, get to know business leaders and community leaders and network accordingly. And we'd ask that your listeners consider that. It's a great opportunity. If they're interested, they can check out more details at patrioteducationfund.org.
And as far as sponsors and various other things go, there's always opportunities. And if you want to play in the event itself, certainly we'd love to have you. But this thing sells out every year, and we don't want you to wait.
Correct. It sells out every year. It's Medina Country Club, home of the 2019 BMW Championship and the past Ryder Cup. It's a great course. It's a great day. And this is not just a golf event. This is an experience. You know, this is a high-octane, really fun event with Jim Cornelison, yourself as MC, Steve Cochran, and the support of many business leaders.
It's great to see you, buddy. And you're welcome here anytime. And we're going to have you back in a couple of weeks to remind people if they are procrastinating, running from raccoons, and haven't yet signed up. But don't waste your time. Best place to go again is what?
PatriotEducationFund.org.
All right. And thank you, Sway, for everything you do every day.
Thank you for having me.
So, and Catherine, thank you.